Thank you, Minister. So with regards to the question of institutionality, because that falls to me, and maybe I can share specific data which relates to the social protection law. So I want to say that the Honduran Center for the Study of Social Policies, which is CEPES by its Spanish acronym, has rolled out a first draft of key documents to detail all of the actions to be taken by the social sector as a whole. The first is carrying out social protection policy, which is in force since 2015. The second relates to the law for the comprehensive system of social protection that incorporates the social protection policy. That's been updated, and it proposes measures to rehabilitate the social security payment policy. All of this has been done with the collaboration of the internal directorates of the social support office, but it involved representation from National Congress, the executive secretary from the institution for teachers. There's various technical institutions from the Honduran Social Security Office, and also representatives of the International Labour Office, as well as the technical unit from the President's Office and the ECLAC Office, as well as the UN Programme for Development. And this is currently called the Zero Draft on Social Protection. This is going to be presented to the relevant authorities, which in this case is the President's Office, and because it was an initiative of the executive power, and it will be the President who's responsible for conveying that to the National Congress for its appropriate debate within the legislative process. In terms of the activities to improve the living standards of mosquito divers and tackling all of the issues around diving, we have an internal regulation since 2020 which arose from the work of the Interinstitutional Commission, which was there to deal with this type of diving and rights, as well as vocational health relating to this work. The implementation of this regulation has been monitored through comprehensive inspections which come under the Public Prosecutor's Office, and we've had ongoing oversight of this, and we've looked at making this permanent moving forwards. In view of the time, just to conclude quickly, in March 2023, and this is something very relevant, the government reviewed the recognition of international responsibility and compliance with the findings of the Apario case, which related specifically to divers' rights. I'm sorry for talking so quickly, says the speaker. Just to repeat, in 2023, in March, in order to comply with the findings of that, we incorporated the findings of the Aparamores case versus Honduras, that was, and this led to the payment of a large compensation package, 100,000 lempiras, and that confirmed and upheld the kind of damage that can be created by this type of diving. We also have a new certification process that is now issued by the Labour Inspectorate when it carries out inspections on the high seas. And there is a basic maritime safety course as well, which has been issued. And this is under the aegis of our National Board for Mosquito Divers Rights, which now exists. And we have measures to guarantee access to justice during contracting. We have a body which provides permanent and free legal aid now to people working who are members really of that mechanism. We also have two labour inspectors who are lawyers as well, and they're responsible for oversight of the working conditions as well as the professional risks, safety and security, and the calculation of any benefits and compensation. They have bilingual support that they give in Mosquito and Spanish to workers from that department. And they also work with the Secretary on Social Development. And one of the things they've done is they've carried out a comprehensive census of the whole department in order to identify each of the families that are working or fall under, rather, this area, and make sure that they're informed of all of the relevant actions in order to provide comprehensive coverage to meet the requirements of those Mosquito families. That's all. Thank you, Minister.